Hi Simon. So I'm looking over what you've got down so far for your Buddhism project, and I do have a couple of concerns. So first of all, you've expressed interest in talking about in an oral presentation, a multimedia presentation, I should add, about rituals. And then when you've got your checklist of criteria that you want to include, you've really covered a lot of material, and I worry that it actually might be too much material for the purposes of this project. So the first thing you have is meditation, and then you go into milestone rituals such as birth and death, other festivals like Vesak and so on. Meditation in and of itself could be an entire project. Buddhist meditation takes many different forms depending upon the branch of Buddhism one belongs to, and of course for the purposes of the meditation. So for that reason alone, if you are going to talk about meditation, please just do a general sort of introduction to it, and really focus your time, energy, and efforts on talking about those milestone rituals and even those festivals. I think that that would be a better tie-in for your topic of rituals. So I don't see anything else in your folder concerning research which you have been able to collate and collect. So I hope that you're on a good path. As you know, I'm at the board today, so good luck. If you've got any questions, please feel free to post me a message on Edmodo, and I will be available to chat with you on Edmodo if need be. And again, if I can leave any other feedback for you, it's that the last multimedia presentation that you did, oral presentation, was with Aboriginal spirituality. You did a very good job. Now, remember what I gave you for feedback there, and that was to put as little information as possible on your slides so that you don't lose interest from your audience. Okay, so do consider simply putting down bulleted key information, and it's what you are demonstrating in your oral presentation is that you know this stuff. So that presentation, in terms of its multimedia format, the visual is only going to serve as a visual cue to you as to what to speak to next, and at the same time, it informs the audience on what you're presenting. I hope you have a good day today, and good luck with the rest of your research collection. Take care, and I'll see you on Friday.